USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming he did cancel a planned retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute last night. The president tweeting this morning that military airstrikes were, quote, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone, as the U.S. accuses Iran of doing back on Wednesday. The president saying he was told that 150 people or so would die in those U.S. strikes on three sites in Iran. Before news broke that the strikes were even considered, Republican Congressman Mark Green last night was expressing his opinion that such action should be taken.
I think the world needs to see, honestly, smoke and fire. I think Kim Jong-un needs to see smoke and fire. There's been an attack on the U.S. military, and if we don't respond, we're incentivizing future attacks.
Green spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenics. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenics.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A Texas cop is dead after being shot by a suspect late yesterday. Investigators say the unidentified Mission police officer was waved down and told about a suspect brandishing a weapon, and that suspect ended up firing at the officer, who died at a hospital a few hours later. The suspect is now in custody.
It's critically important that we take action, and that we take action now.
That's the governor of Oregon, who sent police out to search for Republican lawmakers who've been skipping work to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The whereabouts of 11 Senate Republicans remain unknown, and Governor Kate Brown says,
it's time for the Senate Republicans to show up and do the job that Oregonians elected them to do.
Republicans say the bill would cut jobs in that logging state and would increase fuel prices, too. A huge fire continues to burn after two explosions rock a refinery in Philadelphia earlier this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Workers at California's Santa Anita Park are chanting a different tune than those who've been calling for the horse tracks closure. About 500 workers who walk, groom, and care for those thoroughbred racehorses at Santa Anita are now urging state lawmakers to keep the track open. They gathered yesterday with handmade signs emphasizing their love of horses and the importance of being allowed to continue their livelihoods. Others have been calling for the track to close after the deaths of 29 horses there since just last December. Game of Thrones star Kit Harington is out of rehab. The actor checking himself into a treatment center last month to deal with what were referred to as personal issues. Reports said he was having a hard time dealing with the end of that HBO mega hit. Harrington played Jon Snow on Game of Thrones for 10 years. Today is the summer solstice, first day of summer. At England's Stonehenge, thousands gathered to welcome the sunrise of the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere. The monument is aligned to the summer solstice sunrise and the winter solstice sunset. So this morning the sunlight was channeled into the center of the monument in front of a crowd of about 10,000 people. Five people were arrested during the festivities, the charges ranging from drunkenness to indecent exposure. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.